It's 7:15, 8:15 in the Peace and Fort Nelson. You're listening to us in Stuart, 1450 AM, and you're tuned to us in Sandspit, 104.9 FM. Well, Trump did it. What may have seemed unlikely a year ago became reality last night. The U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will take office in January. This after what many call the most divisive presidential election in history. Wes Lowe is a Trump supporter living in Hyder, Alaska, just down the road from Stuart, B.C. And that's where we've reached him this morning. Good morning, Wes.
Yeah, good morning.
What do you make of last night's events?
Oh, it's to me, I think it was a very amazing situation, the way everything came about. And I went over to Stuart yesterday and picked up a few things, and it was a lot of people were very, very interested on how I felt about, you know, the presidency. And
and how do you feel about the presidency?
I think right now I think America's pretty much in shock. There's obviously a lot of sad people because it was so split and so close, you know, down the line, 50-50. But I'm glad that it went the way it went.
How do you think it will benefit you having Trump as president?
Well, being a disabled veteran, I think that he's going to work with the Veterans Administration. I think that he's going to create more jobs. I think he's going to get rid of this negativity and bring our country together.
It's interesting. I'm going to interrupt you there. It's interesting you would say that because lots of people have said that he campaigned on negativity and division. Why do you think he will end that negativity now as president?
Well, I think one of the things that took place in the last 8 years was politically correctness. And I personally don't believe in that. I say only if you got something to say, you better say it. And if it offends someone, put on your big boy pants and move on. You know, there's a lot of...
And Hillary Clinton wasn't doing that for you.
Oh, no. She's been in office she's been in the system for 30 years, and you really can't, to me, you can't really tell me something that she's completely accomplished. Every time you hear her name, it seems like there's some kind of corruption or lying involved. The people that she brought into her nest was, to me, not the right kind of people.
You say she didn't accomplish much in her 30 years in politics. What about for Donald Trump? He made a lot of election promises. What do you hope that he will accomplish in the next 4 years?
That he will bring our country back together. There's just too much division, and I think that he'll bring in jobs. I think one thing I like about him, he's not a politician, and I think that was part of our problem that we've had in the United States is, I mean, how can someone, when her and Bill Clinton, Hillary and Bill Clinton left office, she claimed they were broke, and now she's worth over $200 million, and the foundation, when Haiti had that hurricane hit, a lot of the donations went to friends of theirs that had construction companies, and the people in Haiti are still, still living in shacks and stuff like that. There really wasn't a lot done. She sold 20% of our uranium to Russia, and there's just a lot of deals that goes on that the people weren't involved in, and I think that the people should be more involved with our, you know, it's we the people in the United States. That Constitution was written for a reason.
I want to talk to you about a couple of promises that Trump made. One of those, he's very outspoken about his dislike regarding some of the free trade deals between U.S. and Canada, specifically NAFTA, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. What do you think that's going to mean for the Hyder area with the new Stuart port?
Well, I don't think it's really going to affect Hyder that much. You know, I see ships come and go, and I don't see any of those people they really don't even come in to hide her. You know, the people that work on the ship are people from Terrace and Stewart and Smithers that come up and load the logs and load the ore and stuff like that.
So it won't affect you personally?
No, no. I have the general store here in Hyder, and you don't see any of the workers. They do not come into the United States, and I don't know why. But that World Port has been just a blessing to Stewart. They put a lot of people to work. And I think that Trump will work with Canada on a lot of things. You know, I mean, we're neighbors, and I Canada's a beautiful place, especially this little area down here. Hmm. And
are there any election promises from Trump that you disagree with?
Not at the moment. I like to see, you know, Obamacare taken away.
Why?
Because it's not working. What's happening is it's going to go up 50% in some of the states. I know folks that they have special needs kids down in Los Angeles in that area, and they were paying like $1,900, and now they're paying $4,500 a month for the same or less coverage. Obamacare was just a complete disaster.
How about for you? Were you paying a lot as a result?
No, no. I kind of beyond that. I have the VA to go to, we don't have any health care here, really, pretty much.
I want to ask you one last question here, Wes. We're expecting Hillary Clinton to give her concession speech, or at least speak to her supporters, in about 8 minutes. What would you like to hear from her?
Well, I think that she's, whatever she says is, you know, totally up to her. I pretty much had it with Hillary. I'm kind of trying on it. I have the TV on right now, and I'm watching. She's going to be, you know, they announced that she's going to speak. But what is kind of sad, though, is they showed people waiting for her, and a lot of people are crying. And I just hope that everybody can understand, you know, what's taking place, because it was just Donald Trump won in areas that they just weren't even thinking of him winning, you know. Mm.
Well, we'll watch to see what happens next. Wes Lowe, good to have you watching along with us. Nice to chat with you.
Nice talking to you. Hope I helped you out a little bit.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
All righty.
Wes Lowe, a Vietnam veteran and a Trump supporter. We reached him by phone in Hyder, Alaska. Your thoughts now on the U.S. election, some of Trump's election promises, what you think it might mean for Canada. You can email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.